Well, I arrived this morning at the Lido, and it was a beautiful sight towards the end and the shallow end of the pool. I saw this figure doing lovely movements and exercises, which, was Tai Chi. And it was actually Nick. And I met Nick, a few months ago now. But only lately have I discovered that you actually also do Tai Chi. So our first encounter was quite funny because you came out of a cubicle and you had your wetsuit on. And you said, what do you think? And I said, take it off. And obviously you had your trunks on underneath, which was great. But it was actually, we're just talking about, you know, the water and the cold water. So that's what that. I got you out of your wetsuit immediately, and you swam, and you haven't looked back really.
Not at all. No. No, it's the way to do it.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, Tai Chi, because you're passionate about Tai Chi, and then how Tai Chi and cold water swimming actually marries up.
Well, I started it a couple of years ago. I'd always been interested in it. My father lives in Beijing, so I've been immersed in sort of Chinese culture for a long, long time. And despite everybody thinking that it's for older age, more experienced heads, I thought, well, if I start now, I should be all right by the time I get to later on in life. So I've been practicing for a couple of years, still very much in the beginner mode, still challenged by it, and find it fascinating. And I practice a little bit, not enough, but two or three times a week. And since I started swimming here, I just thought, you know, the opportunity to be able to do some practice before going into the pool, get warmed up a little bit, stretch out a little bit, and also just, you know, calm down. And
so tell me maybe about the benefits that you have experienced yourself about Tai Chi.
I think movement and balance, certainly. I'd always been interested in, you know, how your body works, but you rarely actually study how you move and what works and what doesn't. So certainly balance has improved, strength in my legs. Despite having played rugby for 15 years, I think my legs are now stronger than they ever were when I was playing rugby.
Wow.
Because you just spend, you know, 2 hours squatting basically.
Yeah.
and moving slowly, so it's really good for strength and agility in your legs. And then there's the meditative benefits, that mindfulness of, mm-hmm. of just noticing what you're doing in a quiet and yet active state. Mm-hmm. Never really got my head around sitting quietly and meditating, but this actually provides me with an experience within which I can find that quietness, mm-hmm. But still doing something, still. Yeah, it's that kind of active quietness.
Yeah. And then the water, I mean, you do that for about 20 minutes or so, you do the form and everything, so you really warm up and you've got all your blood flowing, I suppose.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then the shock, in a way, of the cold water today, it's about 5 degrees again.
Yeah, but it's not so much the shock, because you're in quite a chilled place by then. And I remember when we first spoke. Yeah, thank you. Unintentional. I remember when we first spoke and you talked about, you know, not thinking about cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just don't have that thought going on in your head. Just notice what's going on. So, of course, the Tai Chi is all about noticing and being in that quiet but attentive state.
Mm-hmm.
So getting warmed up and then going to the water, you don't notice it as a shock. It just is.
Yes.
And I have noticed that, you know, the heartbeat doesn't start racing. You don't start gasping for air, because you're already in that sort of attentive, mindful, relatively calm state of being. So you can just kind of get in the water, set off, and all before you know it, you're swimming, and it feels good.
Yeah. And then when you come out of the pool, how do you feel?
Today did two lengths, which is probably just about enough for me at the moment, because I haven't been doing any fitness swimming either. But so a little lightheaded by the end of today.
Okay.
But within 5 seconds, just take a moment to find the floor beneath your feet again, and just take a couple of moments in the pool standing still before then choosing to get out, rather than kind of running out of the water. Again, making that choice. Okay,
yeah.
I'm done now, and I'll get out and walk casually to the sauna.
Cool. And it sets you up for the day?
Totally, yeah. Feel good. Feel really, really good.
Brilliant.
Looking forward to the day.
Brilliant. Thank you, Nick.